Spirit. Revival and Reformation are two different things. In Adventism, we need a revival, we need a Reformation, and the Reformation is going to, if properly received in our individual experience, is going to tear down the altar of Baal. And this is what Gideon is illustrating, that first, before we are prepared to take the loud cry message to the world, we need to oppose the altar of Baal within our father's household, within the experience that we're in, and the experience that we're in, I'm meaning Adventism. We must tear down that altar in order that we can be used. And what is the altar of Baal? Let's read on in Judges 6, and then we'll discuss the altar of Baal. This is Judges 6, 27 to 32. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, "Who hath done this thing?" And when they inquired and asked, they said, "Gideon the son of Joash hath done this thing." Then the men of the city said unto Joash, "Bring out thy son that he may die, because cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it." And Joash said unto all that stood against him, "Will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar." Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar." Now in this passage we see that Gideon's given a new name, which means "let Baal plead." But we see this passage takes us to the story in the Bible of Elijah. "Choose this day whom you will serve." The argument, the controversy between Jezebel's gods and the God of heaven. And it's in this scenario here that we need to understand that in our personal experience and individually and within Adventism, the altars of Baal must come down. And what are the altars of Baal? Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, page 129. "Every heart emptied of self will have the quickening energy of the Holy Spirit. It is now that some are being worked by satanic agencies. Mark the fruit. The whole life is one of ambitious determination to carry out their own plans and purposes, to do a special work to exalt themselves. God puts them to the challenge. Choose this day whom you will serve. If it be God, serve him. If Baal, serve him."